This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, date of birth 4/20/1937. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Robinson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and a current urinary tract infection. The daughter is here with her mother and states that her mother's had severe incontinence of urine for at least a year. She does not believe that she's been having a UTI, but she requires undergarment protection quite regularly. So she's really not sure if there's cloudiness or blood or odor in the urine. And Lenore denies any pain with urination or after she finishes urinating either. No fever or chills, no chest pain or palpitations, no shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, and no edema. In medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 12.5 milligram daily in the morning and 12.5 milligram at night. She's Plavix is 75 milligram daily. Also Zocor, Paxil, 5 milligram daily, iron, Flonase, inhaler, actually, it's fluticasol with salmeterol, inhaler, Synthroid in the morning also. Physical exam, weight 122 pounds, and that's stable. Pulse 82 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 72. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 15th of 2024. Urinalysis, negative for blood, positive trace of protein, and she did have 3-plus urine esterase. And then the culture insensitivity, she had 20,000 colonies per ml of Pseudomonas aeruginosa and greater than 100,000 colonies per ml of Enterococcus facialis and greater than 100,000 colony per ml of Coag-negative staph. The Pseudomonas and the Enterococcus were susceptible to Cipro, but the Coag-negative staph had a lot of resistance, and the only thing sensitive orally was doxycycline or tetracycline. And other lab studies, besides the urinalysis, creatinine 1.5 with estimated GFR 54, calcium 9.2, phosphorus 3.7, sodium 135, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 24, intact parathyroid hormone 24.8, hemoglobin 10.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, urinary tract infection, and we placed her on Cipro 250 milligram twice a day for 1 week and doxycycline 100 milligram twice a day for 1 week for the UTI, since that would be hit all three bacterias. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 3, hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.